We had a curious statement from the Prime Minister yesterday afternoon, which tried to talk about what the government wants to do over the next year, perhaps what it might do in an election, after an election, a bit of a Labour manifesto almost. And it was a strange document. It had some good bits in it. It had some quite strong ideas about housing, about giving young people jobs in a recession. He's trying to get some ideas that feel contemporary. He's also trying to talk a bit about personalising services, giving people individual rights that they can enforce rather than just having things top down from the state and dictated by targets, which was the old Labour way of doing things, the old new Labour way of doing things, as it were. Trouble is, of course, he doesn't have any money at all. So the great struggle is that they want to announce exciting new schemes, but paying for it's going to be very hard. So it was quite a thin document because of that.
Peter Mandelson, earlier before Brown's announcement yesterday, talked about reprioritising expenditure rather than funding this stuff with new money. I mean, that presumably does mean cuts in some areas then.
Yes, well, what we got in this document yesterday was some ideas that will come into Parliament largely in the autumn. So it wasn't in itself the announcement. It was the announcement of the announcement to come. So there's lots of questions hanging over the detail of all of these things. But the biggest question of all is how it's paid for. Apparently there's going to be no new money, and there certainly won't be because we're in a huge, huge deficit hole and the government's going to try and claw back money rather than add to spending. But what might happen is money will be moved within departments, so certain things will be said to be a priority, maybe giving young people a guarantee of some kind of training after they leave school or university could be one of the priorities. Housing could be another one. And that means cash will have to come from somewhere else. So what we didn't get yesterday was what's going to be cut, and I'm sure we'll start to look around for that.
It was called Building Britain's Future. What's your assessment of the extent to which this document will build Brown's future?
Well, it's a reused brand name because they issued a document in April called Building Britain's Future as well. There's a rumour going around that it was going to be called the National Plan, but everybody thought that was a bit too glib. It will help. He's been in a terrible hole. He's clearly almost was thrown out of his job not very long ago. The fact he can now come to Parliament and announce perhaps not entirely new policies, but at least some ideas and some thoughts for the future and be taken seriously on that is a real strength for him. Things have got much better than they were then. Nonetheless, I don't know if the public are listening.
The Conservatives yesterday published a list of their shadow ministers' outside interests. Was there anything interesting in there?
Well, it just shows that quite a lot of them have had other things to do. I mean, that's not surprising. They want money. The MP's salary hasn't been very big. And until now, it's not been a very serious job being a shadow minister because they haven't been anywhere near the prospect of being in government. Cameron's been battling for a year or so to get them to cut back. They've been quite reluctant, people like Oliver Letwin. I think he says he works 8 hours a week out of 80 hours overall at Rothschilds, and he's quite well paid for that. No wonder he doesn't want to give it up.